the richest man in town. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. One of my favorite movies is the 1946 Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. Even though it is an old Christmas movie, there is a biblical application that we can apply to our lives today. The main character, George Bailey, spends his youth dreaming of leaving the small town of Bedford Falls to travel and see the world. He planned to travel to South America first, go to college, to see what they knew, and then the rest of the world, anywhere but Bedford Falls. But year after year, his plans to leave the small town were undermined by one unexpected event after another. He ends up reluctantly running the small local bank started by his father. Over the years, George became a very personal banker. He got to know and help most of families in and around Bedford Falls. He even helped many families become first-time homeowners. George became more than a banker. He became a trusted, loyal, and generous friend to the entire community of Bedford Falls. Then one Christmas Eve, the unimaginable happened. George's partner accidentally misplaced the entire cash deposits for the day, and it just so happened that the state bank examiner showed up to perform an audit of the books. Fear, anger, and the frustration of 20 years of not being able to leave Bedford Falls consumed George. He even thought about taking his own life and wished he had never had been born. His wife and kids saw his despair and prayed for him. God heard their prayers and sent a guardian angel to help him. Long story short, the people George helped over the years heard that he was in trouble and came to his rescue. The entire town came out to his house with donations to help George make up for the lost money. George's rich childhood friend heard the news and wired George twice as much money as he needed. And Clarence, the guardian angel, helped George see how valuable his life was. George's generosity over the years made him the richest man in town. Are you investing in generosity today? Are you depositing your gifts, talents, and resources into others? Perhaps you are the return on investment of someone else's generosity into your life. Generosity is in the very nature of God, and he expects that nature to be reflected in his children. Ephesians 2 tells us that while we were totally separated from God and living a sinful life, dead in our sins, he made us alive in Christ and reconciled us to himself. This is the epitome of love and generosity. Choose to be generous through your acts of kindness, words of encouragement, sacrifice of time, use of your gifts, skills, talents, and resources. Don't let the disappointments of life keep you from expressing the love God has shown you. For God is not unjust, so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints, as you still do. Hebrews 6:10. Allow generosity make you the richest person in town.